1 week around ancient Kyoto. Early summer, 2017. Chapter 1. Section 1. Preface. I came up to 77 years old this May. This age is celebrated as the joyful age in Japan, since 77 in kanji letter is similar to joy. Due to the age or not, I feel reluctant to make a trip itself nowadays, not to mention traveling abroad. In this circumstance, several places I have still missed the chance to visit come out to my mind. The most regret is Kyoto City. It might have been the destination on an excursion of junior high school in my hometown, and later I might have stood on the stage of Kiyomizu-dera main hall when encountered with its classmates 10 odd years ago. Unreliable memory. In any case, Kyoto is an ancient city with history since Heian period, 794 to 1185, and the core of the traditional culture still alive on the elegant side of the modern lifestyle. I am now, with a certain consciousness, going to experience the ancient capital full of such culture. I would like not only to visit the famous temples and shrines, but also to see the state of the traditional Japan covered by the imperial family and the samurai society in the background. Why is it I haven't felt like visiting this place until now? Stop such a detailed examination, shall we? No doubt Kyoto is my treasure remaining long for now. Thinking that way, I traveled to Kyoto for 3 days, 3 months ago, late March, in an attempt to take a rough look with shame and great expectation. I was right. I got an impression of a peculiar atmosphere there in which I could enjoy both the ancient capital and the modern society at the same time, as well as the highlight spots. When I told a friend about the outline of my above recent trip, he recommended the following low price tour of JTB, Japan Travel Bureau, a couple of days later, saying, "Why don't you make use of this all free tour next time?" Free, relaxed plan of 1 week in Kyoto, round trip by Shinkansen Nozomi, and stay in Kyoto Royal Hotel. I have no memory of the domestic travel spending more than a week except for the uttermost capes and railroad stations for 11 days, May 2011. Moreover, my present mind is rather passive, so I wonder if this trip will give me valuable experience. Contrary to Emiko's unusually ready consent, I applied for it half in uneasiness. However, this time is for us the second trip to the ancient capital, which gave us a deep impression 3 months ago, even only for a 3-day stay. The pictures taken during twice there will be a lot and surely precious evidences, though their arrangement would be a hard work in secret. The round trip is by use of the quickest Shinkansen Nozomi. We are lucky. Besides, This all-free tour, sponsored by JTB, gives us a whole week stay at Kyoto Royal Hotel in the center of Kyoto City, and all free time on our own expense during the days through. Our travels were mostly to join in the sightseeing tours, leaving everything to travel agencies until now. So this time, worried about doing nothing and wasting time, I made several reservations for the local bus tour beforehand and decided to follow the guidebook for the other days. Nowadays, in the rainy season, the weather was expected to be unstable, but actually it rained hard only on the 6th day, June 30th, even in a short time. We were lucky. The following table is the outline of the 7-day trip. The itinerary table is skipped. Section 2. First day, Sunday, June the 25th. We left home at 10 o'clock a.m. It was hot and humid and slightly cloudy here in Urai City, Chiba Prefecture. So for myself, wearing a short sleeve shirt, short pants with a pouch and a rucksack, pulling a carry bag. Emiko with only a rucksack. The Shinkansen Nozomi 227 started from Tokyo Station at noon and arrived at Kyoto Station at 14:17 as scheduled. We had already taken a box lunch in a train bought at Daimaru Department at Tokyo Station. Under the direction of the pamphlet of the travel agency JTB, we took a subway from Kyoto Station, changed to another at Karasuma Oike, and got off at Kyoto City Hall. No trouble at all. Kyoto Royal Hotel is located in Nakagyo Ward of Kyoto City, 5-minute walk from the A1 exit. Honnoji Temple is across the street and the Kamogawa River is near. The hotel's official name is Kyoto Royal Hotel and Spa, so taking it literally, we expected a large hot spring bath there, but not. Spa meant beauty salon treatment. Actually, no large public bath, not to mention no hot spring. We had to take a shower set up in the room all through until the last day. We decided to walk around and then to have dinner out, so left the hotel a little after 17 o'clock. I knew Shinkyogoku, a bustle district, was near, but we took another busy road for a while toward Kamogawa River. The dinner was at a Japanese-style bar, Wotami, under Emiko's agreement. I have several experiences to enter this chain. I had a banshaku with fresh seafood cuisine as a side dish, while Emiko had a usual dinner of gohan and miso soup with seafood cuisine. When we got back to the room, I was already drunk. Not watching TV, I went to bed right away and fell into sleep listening to a recorded radio program. Woke up for a toilet and saw Emiko was still enjoying TV. Trying to look good, saying, "Why don't you quit TV because tomorrow is an early start?" I fell into a deep sleep this time. Continue to chapter 2.